Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
John in North Carolina needs some help with a garage floor. Tell us what's going on.
My house is approximately 7 years old, and for the last 2 years, I'm getting a lot of powder coming up on the floor. I can sweep this garage out every other day, and it's like a dust storm. And parts of the garage floor now, it looks like 80 grit sandpaper.
So the surface of the concrete is wearing away, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So, you know, a good solution for that is to use a concrete resurfacing product on it.
Okay.
Made by a number of manufacturers. Quikrete, I know, has one that's very good. And it's specifically designed to stick to the old concrete surface. So with that, you would probably clean it up, follow the label directions, but you would clean up the dust and then apply the resurfacer to the whole surface. And then once that dries, that should lock in that deterioration and stop it from happening further. And then beyond that, you could go ahead and paint the garage floor, maybe with an epoxy paint. There are two-part epoxy paints that have a hardener mixed in with a color coat, and then they have a color chip that you can throw in that gives the floor some density and some depth to it.
I have a couple hot tire marks. Can I power wash those off?
Well, you want to be careful with the power washing. I mean, if you're going to use the resurfacer, as long as the surface is reasonably clean, I think you'd probably be able to go right on top of those. If you power wash, you're essentially going to inject that old concrete driveway with a lot of water, and that's going to take a long time to dry out. So I would rather the slab stay as dry as it can be and you not, like, just blast it with a whole bunch of water right before you resurface it.
I appreciate it very much. I've been dealing with this now for 3 years. It's been driving me buggy.
Let's take care of it this weekend, shall we, John?
It's on top of my list.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.